So if you've ever had to make a big move in your life, like you picked up and moved to a whole nother state or even to another country, you can probably relate to what we're about to hear today. It's a question that comes to us from a listener who recently made a big move to Charlotte, and it's about culture, the passage of time, and tacos. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanel. Let's begin. Okay, so today's question comes to us from a listener who is actually sitting right across from the restaurant table from me. Can I ask you to introduce yourself and say what your question is?
Yeah, my name is Julianne Wooten. I moved to Charlotte about 2.5 years ago from Austin, Texas. And one of the first things that I realized upon moving here was that there was a severe lack of breakfast taco availability in town.
Okay, pause. Yes, we are looking at the Texas Pacific dish known as the breakfast taco today. And if you've never heard of a breakfast taco before, or at least didn't realize they were a thing, I didn't, the best I can describe it is a hot tortilla with breakfast foods like eggs and cheese, or potatoes and beans, maybe some bacon or chorizo, which is Mexican sausage, and they are a huge deal in Texas. Like, huge. In Austin, you can find them on practically every street corner. Jimmy Kimmel cracked jokes about them when he hosted his show in 2015 from Austin.
They say the first breakfast taco appeared in Austin in the early 80s. No one knows for sure who invented it. All we know is that they were definitely stoned when they did. The recipe is you take a flour tortilla and then you turn your fridge on its side and dump everything into it.
In 2013, a pair of Austin area writers wrote a book about their city's breakfast taco obsession and found some 370 places were serving up the dish in their city. Meanwhile, here in the Charlotte area, I counted roughly 100 Mexican and Tex-Mex restaurants, and only a small handful of them served anything remotely resembling a Texas-style breakfast taco. So, now back to Julianne.
When I heard about the segment about asking NPR, you know, whatever about you wanted about Charlotte, I thought, how has no one tapped into the breakfast taco market? It needs to happen. Someone please help.
And so, on this week's FAQ City, we find out why the breakfast taco hasn't made it this far east, and Julianne and I sample some of our own, me for the first time, which is where we begin, seated at a table inside a swanky Tex-Mex place in Myers Park called Ruru's, where, believe it or not, a limited number of breakfast tacos are offered. Julianne and I take a look.
Okay, so on the menu, there's three options. They all have scrambled eggs in them. One is served with carnitas, one comes with steak, and the last one with chorizo, and then they all have like peppers and cheese and onions served on them as well. So we're each gonna get two. I'm gonna go with the steak and the carnitas, and what are you getting?
I'm gonna do the pork carnitas and the chorizo.
Okay.
We put our orders in. The waiter tells us it'll be just a few minutes, and that's probably just enough time to bring in West Coast journalist and taco historian Gustavo Arellano, who I reached on the phone before meeting Julianne. He says that the breakfast taco as we know it today actually got started not in Austin, but in the Rio Grande Valley, and later San Antonio, though tacos for breakfast have been around a lot longer than that.
Let's put it this way. Mexicans have been putting food inside a tortilla, wrapping it, and then eating it for breakfast since time immemorial, since the days of the Aztecs and the Olmecs. But what we now know as a, quote, breakfast taco is really an obsession of Texas. And as a phenomenon, really started in the 70s, but has really taken off in this past decade, at least getting national notoriety.
That might partly be due to the ever-popular South by Southwest Festival, during which hordes of hipsters from around the country descend on Austin to hear bands, watch films, and sample the city's flavor. That includes the breakfast tacos. And Gustavo says the thing with Mexican food in the U.S. is that every region seems to have its own specialty that's found nowhere else. I asked if there was a dish specific to our area that you can't find elsewhere, and he said yes. It's the way we serve arroz con pollo, also known as ACP.
All it is chopped chicken breast, rice, and all covered in cheese sauce. It's found nowhere else in the United States except the South, and really in North Carolina is where ACP is king.
Gustavo thinks the cheesy dish originated in our state sometime in the 1990s, but That's another story for another episode. Anyway, as for Julianne's main question, why don't we have a booming breakfast taco market in Charlotte? Gustavo says it really might just be a matter of time.
I would say fear not. Everyone copies everyone when it comes to Mexican food. So breakfast tacos reach Charlotte. If they're not already there already, I guarantee you within 5 years, they're going to be all over the place because the breakfast tacos are spreading that fast across the United States.
Okay, so our breakfast tacos have arrived. All right, and I've forgotten completely which is which, actually.
So that one's going to be the pork.
Oh, yeah.
Marinated steak.
So here we are, what will be my first time biting into a breakfast taco. I decide to go with the carnitas taco first, which is stuffed.
Mmm. Oh.
That's a lot, yep.
Mm. God, where's my napkin?
You can probably hear I was a big fan, especially those pork carnitas. Would not mind consuming those every day, given the option. As we polish off our plates and wipe off our faces, I tell Julianne what Gustavo told me earlier about our own special dishes in the South and how he's starting to see the breakfast tacos spreading out beyond Texas's borders.
And Gustavo says that they're gonna be here in like 5 years tops, he thinks.
Can we speed that up to, like, 2018, perhaps?
This year?
This year would be fantastic.
Don't know if they'll actually blow up this year, but already we are starting to see signs of the breakfast taco spreading. Just in the last 2 years, breakfast tacos have begun to appear in California, Philadelphia, D.C., and even a subway station in New York City. And in Charlotte, there are two new Tex-Mex places opening up soon by a chef from Texas named Ford Fry. I called him up.
So this is a really important question from me and from one of our listeners. Her name is Julianne. These two restaurants that you're going to be opening, will they serve breakfast tacos?
Yes.
Yes!
How about that?
That is great.
A caveat, though, he says only one of those two new restaurants will have breakfast tacos on the menu, and only for weekend brunch. But there will be a handful of Austin-style options, including migas and chorizo, potatoes and eggs.
All the classic, really all the classic Tex-Mex Mexican tacos.
And that restaurant, by the way, Super Rica, opens up this year, he says in about 6 months, near the Atherton Mill in South End.
Raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
A big thanks to Ruru's on Providence Road for serving us the breakfast tacos featured in this episode, which, by the way, are only available for weekend brunch. But the chefs made them on a weekday afternoon special for us. Thank you guys so much. And if you need a way to help pass the time until the breakfast taco craze takes off in Charlotte, why not subscribe to this podcast on the NPR One app? You can also find us on wfae.org/FAQCity, where you can join listeners like Julianne by asking your question about Charlotte life, work, or, hey, even food. We might just feature it on an upcoming episode of FAQ City.
It's raining tacos.
Until next time. I'm Nick Delacanal.
Next time on FAQ City.
We're standing alongside I-85, just a couple miles north of North Lake Mall. And this is one of many stretches of major roads that just don't have any streetlights. Why?